Farm and Home Week is an institution so firmly implanted in the affairs of Illinois that it has become a tradition, symbolic of the immeasurable contributions made to the welfare and advancement of their state by the millions who live on the farms and in rural communities. I regard the part accorded me in these 3 days of discussion as a most enviable privilege, one which makes me very happy that I am a fellow citizen of those who exemplify the finest and sturdiest qualities in American life. The pressure of war necessity compelled cancellation of this Farm and Home Week as another of those actual meetings which, for half a century, added to the luster of the College of Agriculture of the great University of Illinois. But I know that the sacrifice was made with the same patriotic willingness that has placed the farmer among the highest leaders in the tireless drive for victory. Though you are deprived of the custom of meeting, you will take deep satisfaction in the knowledge that your discussions this week, carried to many listeners over the air lanes, will be another very valuable contribution to the progress of Illinois. As a further privilege, I'm given the opportunity today of talking on a subject which is very near my heart, as it is very near the hearts of a great many people, the subject of the returning war veteran and what the state is doing and has done to restore him the advantages and opportunities he gave up when he answered the call to fight for our homes and liberties. Surely there could be no time or no place more fitting for this than the hours devoted to Farm and Home Week with the University of Illinois as the background. From those very same hours, dedicated through the years to civic betterment, many of the thousands of Illinois men and women on the battlefronts gained the ideals and principles for which they are fighting now. When they come back, the classrooms and laboratories of the university will reward them with vocational and professional training. In the days after the war, as they did in the days before the war, those two services will join in making and training the kind of citizens it takes to keep this country great. Many facilities and functions of governmental, economic, and civic agencies must be invoked and built together into a cooperative force if our obligations to returning veterans are met completely. Each must assume a full share so that the veteran will be given every advantage it is possible to provide. Of all those called upon to work together, no two could be of greater importance in rehabilitation than agriculture and education. Both are strong pillars upon which our system rests. Both have been tried under the fiery ordeals of conflict, and both have answered every test. We turn to them now for the help they are so glad to give in meeting the most imperative problem thrust upon us by war. I have spoken many times on the subject of the state's program for veterans. We have conducted schools for service officers and have enlisted many service, industrial, labor, and civic organizations in our educational campaign. Through those means, there are probably few in Illinois who are not familiar with the outline of our program, which includes complete rehabilitational and medical care for the disabled, and job-finding service for the able-bodied. State institutions and a new rehabilitational center in Chicago have undertaken the care of those suffering nervous and mental disorders, and appropriations have been asked for additional hospitals. Those functions of all the departments of state government which can be directed toward veteran care have been enlisted, and in my inaugural address to the General Assembly, I requested that a full-time Department of Veteran Affairs be created, under which all efforts would be coordinated and increased. Bringing the task of veteran rehabilitation close to the farms and into rural communities, whence so many of our fighters come, a paid service officer has been appointed in every county to aid and advise returning veterans and to assist them and their dependents in obtaining all the benefits due them under the legislation enacted during war. and to make certain that thousands of farm boys and girls in uniform will not lack service, I have asked the director of the State Department of Agriculture to contact every county farm advisor requesting that he serve or name a volunteer who will serve as a special contact for veterans who live on farms in their respective counties. Perhaps one of the greatest services farm advisors and county veteran officers can extend is to advise the veteran and help him clear the way for a government loan with which he may buy a farm or make repairs on one in which he is already interested. Those farmers who have remained on the home front have performed a gigantic task of production. They have achieved it by labor which none can endure beyond an emergency. One of the most acute agricultural problems after the war will be to maintain production while relieving them of toil. Our national prosperity requires that a great number of the farm boys return to the field and herds when they come back victorious from Berlin and Tokyo. To help them do that is one of our greatest aims. Not a prescribed part of the Veteran Rehabilitation Program, but surely an obligation to veteran and farmer alike, is the post-war period. That is to stimulate the spirit of agriculture in those who return to play a part in national development equal to the part they played in war. Among the things we can and must do is the improvement of comfort of our farm men and women and the opportunities of their children. There must be extension of rural electric service to make light and power available to every Illinois farm home. Better housing conditions must be encouraged, both in towns and on the farms. We must find a way to build farm-to-market roads in every section of the state. We must provide our farm children fine schools in a program that will consult both the opinions of experts in education and the wishes of the community. To that end, I have suggested the establishment of state commissions to study all the problems pertaining to the common schools of Illinois. I trust that this commission will be created and that it will work in close cooperation with all those who desire the progress of their communities. I know of no better way to create permanent benefits for veterans who will have won the right to work and raise their families in the security of a prosperous peace. All-out war has dislocated the economic and social lives of millions of our younger men and women. Some answered duty's call before their chosen and perhaps specialized education was completed. Others entered the services before they had even begun the final stage of scholastic effort. Still others, with the experience of new contacts and associations, will be determined to acquire higher ed training. These are the veterans to whom the educational system of the state is obligated. It is essential also that those who are incapacitated be given all the benefits afforded by our educational institutions to prepare them in establishing themselves in the life which lies ahead. No Illinois veteran of this war shall be deprived of the education within the power of the state to provide and that will help him to find sustenance and security. Under our program, all qualified veterans are entitled to enter any state-operated university or college in Illinois tuition-free, and the tuition and an allowance for living expenses for any qualified veteran will be paid for 1 year. Those under 25 may be sent to college under those conditions for a length of time equal to that which they spent in uniform. Many private institutions have also provided scholarships for qualified veterans, and Illinois colleges and universities will provide special courses for those who do not desire to follow the regular curriculum for the full 4-year course. Our own College of Agriculture at the University of Illinois will offer opportunities for a great future for those veterans from the farm who choose to take advantage of the educational program for servicemen and women and enroll there. County service officers are familiar with the full details concerning this program and all other matters affecting the returned veteran. I know that every citizen, no matter what his other interests, will be glad to cooperate in the task of making the return and readjustment of our fighting sons and daughters as happy and as untroubled as possible. It is the very least we can do to reward their heroic service. In discussing education, as it particularly concerns what we might call the Farm War veteran, I take this opportunity of emphasizing a great forward stride in the fight against animal diseases. I refer to the establishment of a College of Veterinary Science at the University of Illinois. This school, which we plan to get underway as soon as the necessary legislation is enacted at this session of the General Assembly, should mark a milepost in the progress of state government's cooperation with agriculture. In a state which has nearly $1 billion worth of livestock and poultry on its farms, and which yet does not have one single school for veterinarians, I consider the establishment of this College of Veterinary Science to be agriculture's most urgent need at this time. We are determined that no Illinois rural community shall be without a veterinarian. We are determined that the Illinois livestock and poultry industry, already strong and prosperous, shall continue to expand, unhampered by disease or lack of proper protection. In this school, the returned veteran can receive the education which will fit him for a useful and prosperous professional career. If time permitted, I would enjoy paying deserved tribute to agriculture, education, and community life in Illinois. By unprecedented production of food, by scientific research, and by sending specially trained men to the battlefronts, and by unceasing effort in factory and home, they have made mighty contributions to the victory which will soon be ours. With that victory, they will eagerly take on new tasks, the task of readjusting and reconverting America to peacetime life. The greatest of these will be the human task of welcoming returning fighters, not with parades and bands and soon forgotten hand clasps, but with warm understanding of their problems and with practicable means to solve them. Your state administration has led the way with a sound, workable program. With the help of the people of Illinois, we are determined that not one veteran shall be deprived of the opportunities that are his birthright as an American citizen.